Hello, this is Bill with Biblical Insights on Charlotte Catholic Radio, AM 1270. Here are five psalm verses which all foretell, in remarkable detail, a feature that common sense would not foresee. It is that the long-awaited King, the one who brings peace and salvation, the one who judges with justice, that this King will be mocked. The mocked King generates internal prayers. Those that a person of great faith and one who has excellent language skills might compose. For example, Psalm 34:35, verse 15. Yet when I stumbled, they were glad and gathered together. They gathered together, striking me unawares. They tore at me without ceasing. They put me to the test. They mocked me, gnashing their teeth at me. Psalm 41:42, verse 10. I sing to God, my rock. Why do you forget me? Why must I go about in mourning, with the enemy oppressing me? My foes mock me, as they say to me day after day, where is your God? Why are you so downcast, O my soul? Why do you sigh within me? Hope in God, for I shall again be thanking him in the presence of my Savior and my God. Psalm 108:109, verse 25. I am become a mockery to them. When they see me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. Save me in your kindness. Let them know that this is your hand, that you, O Lord, have done this. The following two psalms draw a picture of the New Testament character to whom the rough treatment will be applied. Psalm 101:102, verse 9. All the day my enemies revile me. In their rage against me, they make a curse of me. Psalm 88:89 and verse 42. All who pass by the way have plundered him. He has made the reproach of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have gladdened all his enemies. You have deprived him of his luster. You have hurled his throne to the ground. You have shortened the days of his youth. You have covered him with shame. All the gospel accounts of Jesus' passion, we read four times that Jesus was mocked. In Luke 23:11, it declares, Herod with his soldiers treated him with contempt and mocked him. When Jesus was crowned with thorns, in Matthew 27:28, or Mark 15:17, or John 19:2, we read, and they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it on his head, and put a reed in his right hand, and kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. While Jesus hung on the cross, Matthew 27:39, Mark 15:29, and Luke 23:35, all contain, and those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross. So also the chief priests with the scribes and elders mocked him, saying, You have saved others. He cannot save himself. The following citation does not use the word mock, but it is an excellent visual portrayal of mockery. Matthew 26:65, Mark 14:61, and Luke 22:63 declare, Then the high priest Caiaphas tore his robes and said, He has uttered blasphemy. Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your judgment? They answered, He deserves death. And they spat in his face and struck him, and some slapped him, saying, Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is it that struck you? Five times Psalms identify mockery. The Gospels underscore Jesus was mocked on four separate occasions. This agreement of Gospel accounts with ancient comments over just one verb, to mock, is amazing and excellent and logical proof that Jesus of Nazareth is the person who fulfilled these prophetic statements. Next time, we'll explore other psalm prophecy. This is Bill with Biblical Insights. Remember, God's word is a blessing.